Psalm 100, a psalm of praise, says the King James, a psalm of thanksgiving, says the New King James. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this psalm of thanksgiving. We ask that you would help us to show true gratitude in our hearts and lives, that you would help us to listen to this psalm and be rendered grateful by it and to express our gratitude with it. Pray for true thanksgiving, not only in this home, but in every home across this land today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we're here to talk about gratitude, to talk about Thanksgiving. Today is a holiday set aside to do just that by our political leaders. We are delighted to do that. That's part of being a Christian, is to have gratitude towards God. And this psalm highlights a number of reasons for gratitude. In fact, it's the only chapter of the Bible, we could say, that is all about how to celebrate Thanksgiving. And that's what the title indicates, the Psalm of Thanksgiving. A psalm that tells you how to give thanks and why to give thanks. So we're here because we want to celebrate Thanksgiving the biblical way, and this psalm is about that. First element of celebrating Thanksgiving biblically is to do it with joy. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. Well, you all look pretty joyful. That's good. That's what we're here for. If we sit around the Thanksgiving table and we're gloomy and glum, and we say, oh, I don't know, I've had a better turkey. Probably will never be a turkey again. Bread is all dried out. Potatoes taste like tapioca starch.
Okay, I'll say that exactly at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, that's just what you're not supposed to do. You're supposed to make this joyful noise, a shout, an exclamation of surprise and delight, Hinty would call it. That comes out of the heart of the person who lives in gratitude to God. The person who's serving the Lord does it with gladness. It's time for an end to Eeyore Christians, especially on Thanksgiving Day. Today is a day for joy and gratitude. And why are we glad? Well, we're glad because our God is glad. His attitude is in us, or should be in us. His attitude is an attitude of joy. So we imitate his attitude. And they told the church on Sunday that Halloween is the devil's holiday. That's why everybody puts up skeletons and spiders and all these gloomy, sad things. But Thanksgiving is God's holiday, where we put out happy things. Pumpkins and other wonderful, tasty, delicious foods that make our hearts glad. So it's not political problems day, it's not get ready for totalitarianism day, it's not complain about the market or the weather or the country or history or the other members of the family who aren't present. It's not that day. It's the day to give thanks and praise to God, to serve him with gladness, to make a joyful noise to him. And we should do that with others. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye lands. Say our King James translators, or simply all the earth. The Hebrew is just the regular word, the eretz, the earth. The whole earth should be grateful. So this gratitude should be an attitude that we can share. And the attitude you can't share is the attitude of better him than me. Well, I'm glad I don't have COVID this year. I don't care about those who do. And I'm glad I have a job this year. I don't care about those who don't. If that's not a gratitude you can share, that's not a gratitude that the whole earth can feel. But the gratitude that Psalm 100 talks about is a gratitude that's for the whole earth. And so it mentions then things that we can all be grateful for. So the Lord is God, and so on. We'll talk about those in just a second. But before that, it tells us to express that gratitude with singing. Come into his presence with singing. And both here and in Ephesians 5, we're told that there's a connection between the presence of God on one hand and singing on the other. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, singing and making melody in your hearts to God, psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. If you want to be with God, you need to sing. Or, on the other hand, if you are with God, you will sing. The joy of that will come up out of your heart and through your mouth in joyful songs. So not all of us are equipped to dance, but all of us are equipped to sing, to express our joy in the Lord that way. Some of the Psalms talk about dancing, but most of them talk about singing. So we should be grateful with others, including singing with them, for, well, because of who God is. Thanksgiving is driven by the knowledge of God. That's why verse 3 starts with this, know. Know that the Lord, he is God. And the first thing you have to know about him is his name. Know that he is Jehovah. Know Yahweh, he is God. I told the congregation about how in our church this year, one guy got a bad tooth, didn't have any funds, and another family in the church donated $500 to him to get his tooth fixed, but they did it anonymously. Now, if you receive 500 anonymous dollars to go to the dentist with, can you send a thank you note to the person who gave that to you? You can, you know, stand up at church and say, thanks to whoever gave me this, but you can't personalize your gratitude. Similarly, the agnostic who doesn't know the name of God can't personalize his gratitude. He might still feel some gratitude in his heart for what he has as he sits down to his Thanksgiving dinner. But I think it's unquestionable that it's more honoring to have a personalized thank you that contains the person's name, the benefactor's name, and that indicates some knowledge of their character. And that's certainly what this psalm says. Know that the Lord is God. If you're going to give thanks, you need to know who you're thanking. Right? It's possible to get your thank you cards scrambled and to thank the person who gave you the egg beater for giving you a box of chocolate. Or we could talk about it. You know, the thing that you're given, in some sense, plays into your level of gratitude. If you give me a crayon, I'm not as grateful as if you give me a car. And that's where the psalm goes. Know the Lord. Know that he is God. You need to know that about him, his character as God. And you need to know that he made you. That's the biggest gift you could possibly receive, the gift of existence. Without that gift, you can't receive any other gift, obviously. But the Lord, we know his name, Yahweh, he is God. That's his character, his nature. And he made us. Therefore, we belong to him. Not we ourselves, we didn't make us. God made us. So because he has a name, because he's a person, we can thank him. I told the church that I don't thank my computer at the end of a long, hard day's work. I dare say none of you have climbed out of the tractor at the end of the day and shaken its tire and given it a hearty thank you. Thanks for working hard all day, tractor.
You would kiss it. You want to shake its tire.
Shake its tire. Kiss it on the weights on the nose. Whatever you want to do to your tractor, you don't even think of doing that because you can only thank an individual. You can thank a person. A person can receive gratitude. A thing, a force, an object can't receive gratitude. We would no more think of thanking the tractor than we would think of thanking the tree for producing the wood that holds up the floor. We can thank God that He made the tree, though. We can thank God that He made brilliant engineers who built the tractor. So we have to know His name. We have to know that He is God. How much can you dishonor your Creator if you act as though He's nothing more than an equal? Know that He is God, that He made you, and that you are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. So God takes us as His. He claims us as His. He says, they're mine. He calls us my people. And He feeds us. He leads us to the pasture. That's what you do with sheep. And He calls us not just His sheep, but the sheep that He puts into His pasture, the sheep that He takes and cares for. So if you've been fed today, be grateful to God for that. And if you've received spiritual food today, thank God for that. He's our shepherd who takes us to His pasture, and He owns every pasture, spiritual, physical, every kind of food, not just the green grass, but also the green spinach, or the red-crested turkey, or whatever you might be eating. God owns it all. So this truth of belonging, that we are His, that's one of the preconditions of gratitude as well. In order to be grateful to somebody, well, you have to be grateful to somebody. You aren't grateful to something because the thing doesn't know that it did anything beneficial for you. And similarly, you have to be part of this group. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. I belong, and that's why I'm grateful. I'm not grateful to the thing to which I don't belong. If I'm not a member of Greenpeace, I'm not grateful for what Greenpeace does. Environmental organization. So give thanks to God, give thanks to Him as the Lord, as the one who made you, as the one who takes care of you, and do it by going to His house, the Bible says. Enter His gates and His courts with thanksgiving and praise. God's gates were on the temple. Coming through the gates and you're in the court, and that is where God lives. That's His gate, that's His court. These days He lives in the church. When we come into His house, we go to church and meet with Him where He's found, not in a particular building as He was in those days, but in a particular group of people, His people. That's where Jesus dwells. We enter into the church, into the gathering of the people of God, and there we are. We are with Him. That's why we sing. That's why we give thanks. That's why we give praise. And so this tells us, give thanks to Him, bless His name. What is it to be thankful? Well, it's the opposite of being entitled. Be entitled is to say, yep, I deserve this. I needed this. They had to do this for me. To be grateful is to say they didn't have to do this for me. This is above and beyond. This is more than I could have expected or deserved. So be grateful to Him and bless His name, the Bible says. So, to bless someone is to say, I want good things to come to you for what you've done. It's the opposite of cursing. Cursing is to say, you've done something evil, bad things should come to you for your evil. But we don't curse God, we bless Him. And we praise Him. We talk about how good He is, what He's done. This is an outstanding God. This God is a better God than any other God out there. Give thanks to Him. We praise Him. We bless His name. Why? Why do we celebrate Thanksgiving? Well, because God is good. We celebrate Soren's birthday because it's good that he was born. We celebrate Thanksgiving because the one we're thanking is good. Period. Full stop. There's no qualifications on that. No ifs, ands, or buts. He's simply good. And he's good forever. He won't change. His mercy is everlasting. On and on and on. His truth endures. He doesn't say one truth today and another truth next week. That's a new truth. The opposite of the former truth. The advice doesn't always change. No, his truth endures to all generations. He's there not just for our children's children, but far beyond anything we can imagine. It would sound silly to say that the NASDAQ endures to all generations. But the truth of God endures. How good to see the God who provides for our children's children and to thank Him for what He's done. So show thanks to God today the biblical way. Give thanks to Him and bless His name because He's good. Let's pray. Father, thank you that your mercy is everlasting and your truth endures to all generations. Give us a holiday of true gratitude. Fill our hearts with it. Take away every last vestige of the entitlement mentality. And give us the humility and joy in your Son who died for us so that we can give thanks in all circumstances. Thank you that we're here together for the joy that we have in that and in you. Continue to feed us in your pasture, we ask, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.